Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. And as always, thank you for the love and support that you guys have shown me all over the world. I have people in Belgium, China. You know, I'm very excited because it's reaching somebody. It's helping somebody. And you can also follow me on my TikTok page, surviving_grief8 on TikTok. I'm enjoying the TikTok journey. I can tell that, you know, from my followers, you know, they are being encouraged. And I had a lady that reached out to me a couple of weeks ago, and she told me that she was ready to take her life, and she saw my post, and it made her want to live. And we chatted back and forth, and, you know, I told her, you know, some things about my situation, and they were kind of similar. And I told her that I would be here for her, that I would be here when she needed to reach out for encouragement. Then last week I had a young lady that reached out to me and requested prayer. She asked me to pray for her. And, you know, that's, you know, that's not something that I take lightly. And, you know, I prayed for her. And I told her, you know, I'm here. And, you know, I am my sister's keeper. You know, we're in this together. I'm not going to allow you to give up on yourself, and I'm not going to give up on you. So, you know, sometimes when we're going through, because, you know, from my TikTok page, you know, people, you know, they put their stories in, and, you know, they say what they're going through, and, you know, people are, you know, going through all over the world. And I realized that, you know, everybody doesn't have the support that I may have. And, you know, when you're sad and you're depressed and, you know, anxiety filled and, you know, panic attacks, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're scared to go to their families because, you know, they might look at them, you know, or think of them a certain way because, you know, they're going through. And a lot of times, you know, as I've been reading and studying, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they will take their life because, you know, they don't want to be looked at a certain kind of way, or they don't have the support. They don't have, you know, anyone to love on them and, you know, push them. And I am forever grateful for, you know, especially my mom, my Aunt Debbie, my tribe, my close friends that, you know, we stay in constant, you know, contact with, because I have a few friends that text me like every day and, you know, send pictures of my baby. And I'm forever grateful for the support that I have, because I truly know that I couldn't do this alone, you know. And I thank God that he has also gotten me to the place where I am able to recognize the space that I be in when, you know, I have a meltdown, because, you know, I realize that it happens. It's going to come. And, you know, I'm just learning to, you know, pray my way out of it, you know. And sometimes, you know, I just sit with it, you know. This is where I'm at today. And I don't like it, of course. But I know that holding it in and bottling it up doesn't help me any. You know, as a matter of fact, it will make it worse, and you will gaslight yourself into believing that you're okay when you're not okay. And bottom line is that it's just okay to not be okay. And, you know, my granddaughter had brought to my attention, as I told you guys about, you know, my weight loss, and, you know, when people are so used to you seeing you one way. And, you know, I think I had developed the habit of, you know, my granddaughter said that I was talking about my weight and nobody asked. So, you know, I realized that I was doing that because I didn't want anybody to ask me about my weight. I was going to tell you before you can say, oh my God, you small, you did it. And, you know, because it would get on my nerves. It would bother me. And, you know, then I was like, got to deal with this weight thing. And I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to, you know, and it just took me to another place. And, you know, lately I have, you know, become okay with where I am weight-wise. You know, it's crazy because the weight loss when you're grieving and you're depressed and you're sad is a weight loss that comes off so quick that before you know it, you know, it's not like, so I feel like if I was, you know, trying to lose weight, you know, doing a diet, only eat certain things, it would take forever. But that depression, weight loss, you know, and everybody is different. Some people, when they're sad and depressed and going through, they eat. I'm the opposite. You know, I can't eat. I can't, yeah. And I have become okay lately with, okay, this is where I'm at. And, you know, get in that mirror. And I look fly, I look good, touch my swag, wish you could, you know. So, it's, you know, you got to encourage yourself, you know, whatever your it may be in this season, you know, because we all got an it, you know. And I've just decided to, okay, this is where I'm at. You know, but we're going somewhere. You know, we're not going to stay here, but we got to acknowledge that this is where we're at, because if you don't acknowledge where you at, you can never get the help you need, because not acknowledging it means you're in denial. So even though it doesn't feel good all the time, you know, I don't want to be in this place. I want to be healed. I want it to be over with. But, you know, when you're healing, you got to understand that anything fast won't last. And, you know, I don't want a fast healing. I want a complete healing. And I'm realizing that some days that's going to take me to, you know, a dark space where I don't want to go. But, you know, and I realized that, you know, once I began this healing journey and became sad about the healing journey, I realized that I am healing from a lot of different things. And I just figured to myself, while I'm here, you know, let's clean the attic. Let's heal everything. And And that's what I'm doing. I want to be healed once and for all. Because when you're unhealed, it affects so many things in your life. And you just carry that broken you from one relationship to the next, from one job to the next, from one friendship to the next. And, you know, at the end of the day, wherever you go, you carry you with you. And that's why, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, I say, this comeback is very, very personal. This journey is very, very personal. Because I owe that to me. I am no good to anybody else, not even myself, and the state that I'm in. So I want to heal completely this time. And, you know, I was listening to a lady the other day, and she said, it takes a lot to heal without having somebody to get under, to get over, to gotta be at every scene, at every party, at every restaurant, you know. And I'm learning that, you know, I'm when it comes to that, I'm very content, because I know that, you know, I don't want to take that broken part of me and very well destroy somebody else's life in the process. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, people do what they need to do for them, but, you know, a lot of unhealed people get out relationships and jump into the next relationship, and you know, you're just carrying the broken you from one person to the next, and then you break up and you sometimes leave them with trauma, and, you know, even friendships, whatever it may be. So, you know, this is very, you know, personal to me. And yeah, some days I wish that it would like hurry up. Yeah, I just wish it was over with and I could just, you know, be free of it. But I know where I'm at, you know, God is preparing me for everything I've been asking God for. And, you know, the thing I love about God is, you know, he loved me enough to not give me what I had been asking and praying for. You know, his wisdom and love for me and grace and mercy, you know, saw that, yeah, I can't give this to her right now because she's not equipped to show the weight of it. And, you know, some days when I'm driving by myself, I'll be talking to God and I'm like, God, I'm ready. Like, you know, I'm tired of being in this place and da 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 da. But, you know, God knows that he know I'm tired of being in that place, but he also knows that I am, you know, not ready just yet. And I do believe that he's preparing not only me, but he's preparing what I've been asking for. He's lining it up so I can just walk into it. And I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I, of course, you know, we want what we want, the heart wants what the heart wants, but, you know, I have had to thank God for not giving me what I thought I wanted. I had to thank God for the rejections. Although hurt, I am learning to shift my perspective. I tell my TikTok followers, you know, people, I'm going through this and this is not happening and this is happening and I'm just tired, and I can completely, you know, understand, I can relate. And what I often tell them is shift your perspective. When you shift your perspective, your focus will shift. I looked at everything like, well, God, I was a genuine person. I was this, I was that, and I don't understand, you know. And I had to shift my perspective. You know, God sees things we don't see. He hears things we don't hear. And, you know, again, God can very well give you what you think you want, but he knows that, you know, it'll ruin you. And, you know, I'm thinking that the hurt from the relationship that I've been going through and, you know, the loss of my child and, you know, the job loss or whatever, but, you know, through all of that, you know, again, it doesn't feel good, but I'm learning to thank God for what he didn't allow to happen. And sometimes, you know, you got to look at things and face value and accept it for what it is. And, you know, I think the other day I had made a post on my TikTok page. And I think I just posted it on my Facebook page too. I say, God, connect me to people who matter to my purpose. And, you know, after you have suffered a while, after you have cried a while and, you know, a long time, and I am learning that, God, this time I want what you want for me. And again, you know, he allows you to do things your way for so long. And then he says, I need you to, I'm tired. Because God gets fed up too with us. But lovingly, thank you. And, you know, I said on one of my posts, I said, when God wants to move you to bigger blessings, he'll allow a heavy storm to pour on you. And, you know, that's what I feel like I'm in the storm. That I know that it ain't going to rain forever. You know, the sun going to come out and, you know, and every tear I've cried is just, you know, water, as Marvin Sapp says, more water for the garden of your victory. And, you know, he said that even though you're in the valley, victory comes through your adversity. And, you know, although I want this thing to be over tomorrow. Yeah, I want it over sooner than later. But, you know, I want everything that God has for me. I don't want to miss nothing else, you know. And I had to sit back and I realized that, dang, Cheryl, it's been you that's been holding you back the whole time. And I said, okay, yeah, yep, I've been holding me back the whole time, you know. And you feel like I could have been further than, you know, what I was, and I've, you know, wasted time with this person and with that person. And God said, I'm going to restore the years. I'm going to restore you as if it never happened. And that's the thing I love about God, that I know that when God gets finished doing what he needs to do within Cheryl, that when he brings the full revelation of who he is in my life, and I realize that what God is doing with me is not just for me. What God is doing within me is to bless so many other people. And there are times when I'm scared because I can't mess up. This time around, I've got to get this thing right, because there are other people that hang in the balance that he's equipping me and preparing me for. So today's podcast I named Equipped, Qualified, Chosen, Valued. And I began to look at the definitions of all of these things. And equipped said supply with the necessary items for a particular purpose. And, you know, there are some days when I don't feel like I'm equipped to do anything, but I know that God doesn't begin a work in you and leave you without the necessary tools to do the work. And then qualified, officially recognized as being trained to perform a particular job. And you know the saying that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And you know, everything that I've been through and am going through, I know that God, I'm qualified, because I believe wholeheartedly if I wasn't, God would not have brought me to this space in my life. And it has been a journey, to say the least. And chosen, having been selected as the best or the most appropriate candidate. So whenever God, you know, has you in a season of isolation, and he's chosen you to go through that thing, because whatever your it is, whatever your that is, when God selected you, he knew that you were the best and the most appropriate candidate for the season of your life that he's taking you through. Because, you know, somebody on social media said, you know, you wouldn't have survived the things that I've been through. And, you know, everybody's calling, everybody's, you know, work that they got to do is different. But I do believe that the tools that God gives each one of us in the season where he has us in isolation, and to build up our faith, to build relationship with God, I believe that God gives all of us specific tools for our specific situation. Because God is not going to take you through something and not equip you or qualify you to do it. He chose you to do it. Because, you know, it's funny because, you know, we say it often, you know, like, Lord, I don't want to be on your strongest soldier list this year. I just don't, Lord. I don't want to be on your strongest soldier list. And it's funny because God knows that he knew that when it's all said and done, that he could trust me with the battle when it finally came full circle and I had no choice and no anything. Because, well, you have a choice. You can either do it, keep doing it your way or God's way. But I think God knew in this space of my life and where he, you know, has me, that I'm not going to fold, I'm not going to flake, I'm not going to bend. Even though I don't like the space I'm in, I'm going through it. I'm going to win. I may not know the W-H-E-N, but I am going to win. And I thank God because, you know, I haven't cried since Friday. And I thank God I ain't cried since Friday because, ooh, sis tired of crying. But anyway, I can honestly say that, you know, are there things that still bother me? Are there things that still hurt? Absolutely. But I know that if I just stick with it, sure, you got to stick with it. Yeah, it's going to hurt some days, but stick with it. And, you know, I think one of my podcasts, I said that ask God what's next. And God simply said, maybe what you know right now, no, let what you know right now be enough to get you to the next step, to get you where I need you to be, and then I'll give you the next step. And sometimes, you know, we don't understand, like, God, like, where are you? Like, I need, you told me to do this, but what's next? And you gotta be okay with what the instructions he gave you right now. It's got to be enough until he gives you what's next. And equipped, qualified, chosen. And my last word was valued. Considered to be important or beneficial or cherished. And the value part, God showed me that I am important. I am cherished. I am beneficial to God. And, you know, God valued me enough to hold on to me, to allow me to go through and be in the season of my life that I am in. He valued me enough. He thought that I was important enough to take me through this current space in my life. And although I don't like it, but he knows I don't, but God sees something in me that I can't see right now. And I've always believed that I was destined for greatness, but I wanted to get to my destiny of greatness Cheryl's way. And again, God could have very well made things go my way, but he knew that I didn't have the capacity to carry the shoulder the weight. And when God says it's time, I've had enough, listen to him the first time, people. Because although it doesn't feel good, it's working for my good. And I am going to trust God even when I can't see his hand, even when I don't understand, because we're not going to always understand the whys, and we're not going to always understand, you know, what God is doing. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm like, I don't even understand. And I'm like, you know what, you know, am I supposed to understand, you know? And I just said, no, I'm not supposed to understand, because he's not asking me to understand. He's not asking me to do anything but to trust him and have faith that he who started this, he gonna see it through, because that's just the kind of God he is. God never, ever starts something and don't finish it. God always has a plan. And yeah, of course, we don't understand the plan. And I said, you know, I figured if God could, you know, give me an understanding, then, you know, I could, you know, figure out the next step, you know, because Sarah Jakes Robert was preaching and she said, you know, I told God, you know, God, I got this. And God said, if you got this, then you don't need me. And I don't got it. I used to make myself believe that I had it, but I didn't have it. I don't have it, and I don't got it. You know, so God is allowing me to shift my perspective, shift my focus. He's allowed me to trust his plan. And it's crazy, because we know that God's plan for our lives is so much greater than, you know, we could ever ask or think. But because we're the flesh wants to do what the flesh wants to do, you know, again, we want God to bless it after the fact. know, the job, the business, the relationship, the friendships, you know. And I'm learning, you know, to not do anything unless I plan on inviting God in it. Because I'm at the place where I don't want to mess up. I can't afford to fail. And, you know, I'm not just not boosting myself up, but I know that although it's been a long time coming and it just has been my fault, you know, but I've always known that I was destined for greatness. And I'm hungry to get where God is taking me. I'm hungry for what God wants for me. And I'm committed to this journey. Because it hasn't felt good. It hasn't been the best year and a half of my life. But I truly believe with all my heart that God never, ever takes away anything without replacing it with something better. And when God has you in a season of you can't go to the left, you can't go to the right, you can't move forward, you can't go backwards, you can't do anything without Him, accept it. Get out your own way and allow God to do what He needs to do in your life. And I am grateful that He didn't leave me where He found me. And I do believe had God not got me out of certain situations, that I probably honestly wouldn't be here today. But He knew the plans He had for me. Plan to prosper and everything else. He knew what I am capable of and what you're capable of. And His love for us doesn't feel good to us all the time. Again, because we want what we want. And when we look at it from the lens of God, you know, we're so busy looking at things with our natural eye that the spiritual doesn't even matter. But my mom told me a long time ago, she said, remember, only what you do for Christ will last. And I know that everything that I've been through, everything that I've decided that I want to surrender and heal, God is giving me that chance to walk into my purpose, my power, my divine destiny. And I am not about to mess that up. You know, I'm at peace in my life, you know, and I decided that, you know, I wasn't going to let anything, you know, bother me and get on my nerves anymore. Because 9 times out of 10, when things bother us and get on our nerves, we have no control over it. Ain't nothing we can do about it most of the time. The things that really, really bother you. And I just quoted a scripture, you know, the Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. And, you know, people often say, I'm protecting my peace. And, you know, so protecting your peace and, you know, keeping peace and pursue it, which ultimately just means, yeah, I'm gonna be at peace. But when you seek peace and pursue it, that means you confront whatever is not bringing you peace. Because that's the pursuing. You know, you can, I'm protecting my energy, I'm protecting my peace, but you have to go to your brethren. You have to go to whatever is causing that disruption. That's your seeking peace. You have to confront it, you know, address it. And I just know that God's going to make everything all right, not just in my life, but your life, because you are equipped, you are qualified, you are chosen, and you are valued by God. And He has given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. He's not gonna send you out to war without having the whole armor. And whatever God does, even if you don't understand it, I admonish you to trust the process. Trust that God has your back 100%. Am I saying it's going to be easy? Absolutely not. Because greatness comes with obstacles. Greatness comes with some sadness. Greatness comes with grief, you know, some tantrums and some, you know, having to get on your knees more often than not. But stay with it. On the days you just feel like you can't go on, stay with it. Because one thing I know for sure is God's purpose in your life, when it's revealed, it's going to be the most amazing thing. And then you will understand why God made you wait, why God didn't let you be at that job, why God didn't let you be with that person, you know, why the friendship didn't work, and, you know, why you had to lose some people. And then you'll understand it in the end. I love you all. And again, thank you for tuning into Surviving Grief. I love you all. And you guys are amazing to me, because without you, this journey would have been even harder, because God puts the people in your life that needs to be. I love you guys. Until next week, be blessed.